This year, I've expanded my tips and tricks. Can you believe it? It's 91 tips and tricks. And it's like I am destined to pass 100 because I find that there's still things that are going on that we need to know about. So this talk today and my discussion today is going to be a practical discussion. There are some discussions of some cases that I have in the handout. I will highlight those things. And then I have some new things that are hot off the press for you. So let's get started. First off, let's deal with the preliminary stuff. Tip number one, understand and know that we have new FMLA DOL forms. I don't know if you guys have gone on the internet recently, but the forms were revised May 15th. They now expire in 2018. So I have given you in the handout at the back in the appendices the brand new copies of the DOL FMLA forms, all six of the forms. So you can use those forms. Now, the second thing that's important about these forms is this. As you recall, we had the GINA Safe Harbor language. Remember that the DOL FMLA forms, the certification forms for the employee's health condition, the health condition of their family member, and the certification for the military caregiver provision forms did not have GINA language in there. Well, those forms now have been revised, and the DOL has put the language in there. And as you can see, it says, do not provide information about genetic tests, genetic services, or the manifestation of disease or disorder in the employee's family members. So that language is now on the DOL forms. What does that mean practically? Well, first off, tell your clients to be using these forms. One of the things that I have observed and some of the things I've seen in the cases where employers get into trouble is that they are making their own certification forms. And a lot of times these certification forms ask for information that is impermissible not only under the FMLA, it is impermissible under the AD and the ADAAA, and it's certainly impermissible under GINA.